5:29, 9:30 a.m. hearing. Judge Fuhrer.
Case. I was the attorney for the three boys. I haven't filed my motion to withdraw, but they're representing themselves. So I'm here as a witness if you need it.
I don't think we're taking any witness testimony this morning. We have two people also in the courtroom. Is everybody else here for this case? I don't know. If you have a phone number and you don't identify yourself, then you're going to be removed. I don't know who 561-333-6366 is. I don't know.
My name is Dr. Navarro, and I'm a court watcher, and I'm here on behalf of the Sam Jr. and Senior, who had asked me to help them with this case.
Okay. What about the 530 number?
My phone number is 520. What did you want?
Yes, ma'am. What are you here for? What is your name?
That's Ginger Stanger.
Okay. Mr. Hall, are you here on this case?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is your position on this case? Are you a party to this case?
I'm not a party. Just here as interested because it relates to the foreclosure case where I am interested.
Okay. And
or at least part of it. Part of it has in theory, but this morning shouldn't, so.
Okay. And in the courtroom, who do we have here on the 9:30?
Morning, Your Honor.
Yes, you can come up to the table, sis. Yes.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Rose, represented plaintiff Ted Esperos and as trustee in this case.
Okay. Yes, good morning, Your Honor. Cynthia Miller, pursuant to Wilburn Marcus. We represent Charles Bacard, who is guardian of the personal property of Sam, who is a judgment creditor. Okay, who is the petitioner on the emergency petition? Who?
Ginger
Stanger. Okay, Ms. Stanger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so this is an emergency petition to withdraw or transfer funds. This is your motion. How would you like to go forward, ma'am? Are you representing yourself?
I'm representing Sam State Daddy. Bernstein.
Okay, go ahead. How would you like to go forward on your motion? Ma'am?
Well, I only have things that I've heard from Josh and Jake.
Okay, ma'am. I can't give you legal advice, but you filed an emergency motion before the court. Can you, first of all, are you able to share your screen?
No.
Okay.
No, she's calling in.
Okay. It's just,
Yes. So, I mean, Your Honor, I could really quickly take it over, but, you know, pretty much.
But sir, it's not your motion.
Okay.
You filed a declaration. But it's not your motion. It's Ms. Stanger's motion.
Okay.
So, Ms. Stanger, would you like to substantiate your motion?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Hello. How are you?
So I'm Bruce Warner. I'm 10 o'clock.
Yes, it's okay.
I was in a different courtroom, so I didn't think I'd be answered
yet. Okay, we haven't started yet, Mr. Warner. You can be seated. Go ahead, Ms. Stanger. So I'm not really sure what to do right now. Ms. Stanger is having a difficulty speaking. Do you oppose this motion?
I'm glad to use background.
I mean, you can give me background, but if the person is unable to articulate their position, I'll either hold it in abeyance, reset it, or deny it.
I think the background will sort of explain some of why she can't give her position in health court.
Okay,
these days.
Sure.
So just by way of some brief background, the funds that we're talking about are funds that were deposited in the registry court at the request of my client years ago through one of the prior judges, Judge Shear.
Mm-hmm.
So because these were funds that were to be put into a trust for three children, one of the children is the one speaking.
Your Honor, Your Honor, sorry, can I object to Mr. Rose? You're pretty much, these individuals were removed as trustee. They relinquished the funds into the court registry, and they're attempting to interfere with the trust administration again. Their ongoing behavior, including the use of expired mortgage as leverage, it just shouldn't be tolerated in here, and we've put all that in the motion. So again, they really shouldn't even be.
Okay, well, I'm having some difficulty here just because Ms. Stenger filed this emergency motion and then is unable to substantiate or articulate her motion. And so, you know, if they're opposing it, I understand that you're objecting. But let me just let you
see. Well, it's 6:30 a.m. in California, so.
Okay,
I'm cup of coffee yet. But.
You know, we set it on an emergency basis. We can certainly find an afternoon that works better for people who are, you know, across the country. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, she put in the motion that she was in California, but okay.
I understand. Yes. Hold on. Yes?
So it lets you speak up.
It's a little complicated with the hybrid hearing, you all being in person, then being on Zoom.
I wouldn't put it here by Zoom, but maybe they have the instructions. I didn't.
It's okay.
So just by way of background, so these are funds that were deposited into the court registry for the benefit of three children of Ellie and Mercy, Joshua, James. There's no dispute about that. The funds are there, funds that should have been in a trust, but because there was no trustee to register, the defense judge has made the findings about their parent and father being adverse and destructive to their interests. We ended up in this place. We had a guardian ad litem. We had many hearings. We couldn't find anything to do with the funds, so we deposited them in the court registry. The one thing I would point out, Your Honor, is there is a order of judge here that directs you how you are to decide whether to release funds. And so that order was probably in 2016 or 2017. I don't have the exact date. But you are, in essence, Your Honor is, in essence, the trustee. There's a lot of background, but you know, that part of why I'm here, I'm excoriated in these pleadings, but I'm not here to defend myself. Like I'm the centerpiece of this. But everything that Mr. Bernstein, one of the children, said is absolutely false. We deposited funds in the registry court. We have, on numerous occasions, agreed. We're not opposed. These aren't my funds. I can't say whether I consent or don't consent. I could object, theoretically, to a request for the children's health, education, welfare, and support. I don't have any objection. But that doesn't relieve Your Honor of your duty to review the request and make it determination whether it's appropriate or not. I will say there was a mortgage foreclosure you've heard a little bit about. And I think it's important because you're going to be making a decision what to do with these funds that you might understand a little briefly the history of the mortgage foreclosure. Back in 2014, in June of 2014, my client filed a petition with then Judge Cole. This case has had pretty much every judge in Palmdale County at one point or another over the 14 years. We approved, because it was the trustee's business judgment, that the trustee should use the estate funds to purchase the mortgage that's at issue to protect this interest for these children. And I stated that the alternative would require Mr. Somm, whose counsel is in the courtroom over here, the holder of the first mortgage to retain counsel and litigate against Bernstein Family Realty, all the people that are on the Zoom call, and the current occupant of the property, Mr. Bernstein. I wrote, we would anticipate such litigation to be very costly to the mortgage holder, and any attorney's fees, interest, late fees, default interest, costs and expenses would only add to the...
Objection, Your Honor, again, he's not a trustee. He's not a trustee anymore.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is, because this was set on an emergency basis and it was set for 15 minutes... We're going to have a longer hearing. It's going to be an in-person hearing. That way everybody will have the opportunity to speak and whatnot. I'm not sure it's an emergency under the administrative order pursuant to the rules that we abide by for emergencies. Emergencies usually deal with removals of minor children from the jurisdiction, among other things, that qualify as emergencies. So what I'd like to do is set this for, you know, a hearing in person, and we can do it now.
Your Honor, the hearing in person is difficult for the trustee, obviously.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Please, please don't speak. I'd like to actually hear your position for a minute since you haven't had an opportunity to talk. Go ahead.
So it's our position that the motion should either be denied or if she should be so inclined to grant that order, that at that point the funds are no longer the issue of the fund, of the trust that belonged to children. There's pending final judgments. There's a federal judgment of almost $50,000 that needs to be satisfied, and that should be satisfied from the fund prior to being fully dispersed to the children.
Okay.
Excuse me, Your
Hold
Honor.
Hold on 1 second, Mr. Bernstein. Sorry. Yeah. What else did you want to say?
I just want to say, Your Honor, that all the things in the pleadings are incorrect. We don't take a position or oppose a request that is consistent with Judge Shear's order before when the funds were deposited and registered to the court. We have objected many times to requests that were not consistent with Judge Shear's order, and then we've relied upon the judicial officer's time to make the rightful determinations. These are not my funds or my clients' funds to be playing with them, but you do need to be aware, at least, and maybe read that order from Judge Shear to understand what the terms of the trust were and what was expected of the trust. It's a shame it's taken this long and we've broken it from so many judges. So thank you for your time.
It seems
Your
really
Honor, Your Honor.
No, I'm not going
to
do anything.
Well,
today.
I just want you to take judicial notice that everything Mr. Rose said,
I'm sorry,
he
Mr.
said
Bernstein,
under
you,
false
right,
pretense
Mr. Bernstein,
that he
Mr.
was
Bernstein.
A trustee. He
Mr.
is
Bernstein,
not a trustee.
Mr. Bernstein,
he
are you
frauding the court?
This case?
I
okay.
Yeah, you can cut me off. I'm reporting all this fraud you're involved in, ma'am. And you're directly involved in a big fraud and scam, and it will be noted to the proper authorities. Mr. Rhodes has no standing here.
Maybe out of school, I don't know. I'm advising the court it's a possibility, and
you're
I believe
going to
the court district court prohibited him from having pro se filings any further.
Well, and this is related to the Somm matter that was another case that I have that I'm no longer on that I believe Judge Burton has. Is that correct?
Judge Cardo-Riello.
Oh, right.
And
but Your Honor, I would just object care of Mr. Rose being allowed to continue. If Your Honor's not gonna hear from everyone, then they shouldn't be hearing from Rose. Mr. Rose is involved in the fraud. It should be a simple thing on the registry money, and this is...
Okay, so I'm going to set this on in person.
No, let the fraud go on. I'm reporting this to state and federal civil and criminal authorities.
At 1 p.m., okay?
So keep going,
Your Honor, really quick. Ginger, my grandmother, the current trustee of the trust, is in California, so that's going to be a difficult, task for her to show up in person.
Is she unable to travel?
Financially unable to travel. I mean, it's an expensive trip from California to here.
There's no reason. Josh, we're getting rid of her.
Don't
worry.
Please, nobody else talk, and please don't interrupt me, okay? One of the concerns I have is that it's her emergency motion, and I can't even see her on Zoom. So she cannot even show her video. I'm unable to have a hearing where if she can't be in person and she can't actually show her video, unless she's incapacitated in some way.
Well, she'll show a video.
So I'm going to ask everybody to... meet and confer and talk about it. In the meantime, I'll look at the court file. But as of right now, it'll be in person at 1 p.m. And maybe the parties will, all of you can agree that she, Ms. Sanger can appear by Zoom. But everybody else is going to have to be here in person on 6/20, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so...
In addition, Your Honor, I definitely want to object to Sweet Apple and his team being at the next hearing. They are not a party to this trust, and they're seeking funds is expressly barred from accusing under the trust creditor protections. His actions are knowing violations, and at this point merit sanctions. He shouldn't be collecting trust funds.
Okay, well, you can make that argument at a later date. This is just, a preliminary hearing. We'll stay order for June 20th at 1 p.m. in person. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Welcome,
Your Honor. Let's make sure it's noticed evidentiary.
Joshua, baby Bernstein. Joshua Bernstein, former mother.
Oh, stop. That wasn't anything
that
to do with this. It's not what they did anything. Yeah, what's up? God.